Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the rapid rise of cannabis-infused beverages in Minnesota. Accidentally legalized 2 years ago, these low-potency THC drinks have become a booming industry worth nearly $200 million. We'll explore how the legislation unfolded, the market's unexpected growth, and what it means for other states and industries looking to emulate Minnesota's success. How cannabis drinks became legal, Minnesota lawmakers unintentionally created a market for THC-infused beverages when they passed a health policy bill permitting low-potency, hemp-derived drinks. While the legislation seemed minor at the time, the cannabis beverage market quickly exploded, providing a much-needed economic lifeline to struggling businesses such as craft breweries, which were hard hit by the pandemic. Craft breweries and cannabis drinks. Craft breweries embraced the cannabis drinks opportunity, using their production facilities and marketing expertise to diversify their offerings. Many, like Modest Brewing, now produce THC-infused beverages alongside their traditional craft beers. Cannabis drinks helped keep several breweries in business, demonstrating how this new product line arrived at an opportune time. THC beverages. A new consumer segment. One reason for the success of THC drinks in Minnesota is their appeal to a different consumer base. Many consumers are attracted to THC beverages because they offer the benefits of cannabis without the need for smoking or high-potency products. These drinks have drawn interest from casual users looking for relaxation without the intensity associated with traditional cannabis consumption. Regulatory adjustments and industry growth. After the initial legalization, Minnesota lawmakers introduced regulatory measures to ensure public safety. These include labeling, testing, and capping THC levels at 5 milligrams per serving. Additionally, the state recently allowed the sale of THC drinks in bars and restaurants, further expanding the market. However, as Minnesota prepares to open recreational dispensaries in 2025, the future of the hemp-based THC drink market remains uncertain. The national impact and emulation, Minnesota's success with cannabis drinks has sparked interest in other states. Markets in Louisiana, Texas, and Florida are already seeing growth in hemp-derived THC beverages. Despite some pushback from lawmakers, cannabis beverage advocates argue that regulation, not prohibition, is the key to expanding the market responsibly and safely. Conclusion: the cannabis drink market in Minnesota offers a fascinating case of accidental legalization, with THC beverages now contributing millions to the state's economy. As other states look to replicate this success, Minnesota's approach to regulation and market expansion will likely serve as a model. With growing consumer interest, the future of cannabis beverages appears bright, even as new challenges loom on the horizon.